This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Stereophonics, have a nice day. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Not too nice around these parts weather-wise today. It's a bit bloop.
Yeah, I like it like this. See, it's not cold.
No,
I don't care. As long as it's not cold.
You like sweaty jock kind of
weather,
don't you?
I do. I like Mickey soup.
It is, because it's hot and wet.
It is, yeah.
As a... What's that line from Vietnam, from Good Morning Vietnam? That's okay if you're in the jungle. Ain't no fun if you're... No, that's okay if you're with a lady. Ain't no fun if you're in the jungle.
In the jungle, yeah. Yeah, so it is. It's like that. It's proper. Like, it's still... Like, global warming is in full... With
that
tropical
thunderstorms. That was the weirdest thing about the Storm Lorenzo thing when it was all being hyped up or whatever, right? Was the fact that you were talking about storms and gale force winds and heavy rains and all that. And highs of 19 degrees.
It's you're mental.
Like, what is going on?
Yesterday, man, we were out on the boat and then we went for a pint and stuff. You're sitting on the beer garden in a t-shirt.
That's yeah.
In October.
Same out there, yeah. There was like people sitting out. It was glorious.
In October.
Yeah.
And then you wake up to another tropical storm this morning. And you're like, this is mad.
Yeah. Because it literally Saturday. Well, I don't know where you
There's
were.
There's a whale in the Liffey, man. If you ask yourself...
There's a whale in the Liffey, what am I going to do?
There's a whale in the Liffey, what am I going to do? Yeah, it's like when you think about it. It's like
crazy
world. Weird stuff going on. Weird.
Very strange. Anyway, listen, whatever your weekend had for you, hopefully it was good, Craig. Hopefully you're in good form. It's great to have you along. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and waking up happy with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We're going to set off on another adventure known as celebrity birthdays.
Ah, indeed, yeah. Let's get this week started well. What a cracker I had last week.
Like. Yeah. Did you get one in the bag last week?
Yeah.
Or was that the week before?
No,
last week.
They started last week, yeah.
And a rake of them off
and
the post
And a rake
as
them
well.
Off the post and in the sack and all the goodies.
Yeah, Human League, Don't You Want Me here at Classic Hits. 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. And it's gas, you know, that we should use a line from Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah.
Right? Just by sheer coincidence, then in comes this. Good morning, PJ and Jim, or should I say, good morning, Vietnam. Lying in the sun by the pool in Mui Ne.
Oh!
I tell you something, took me everything I had to give you
to
that.
To get that one right,
Mui
yeah.
Mui Ne. Loving the stations, banging out the tunes. Have a nice day. Weather is wish you were beautiful.
Weather is here, wish you were beautiful. That's not bad.
Yeah. Lindbergh from Cove in County Cork. Look at that, Mui Ne.
Mui Ne, eh?
In Vietnam, lying by the pool, listening to us.
Slightly better than Cove this morning, maybe.
I suspect so.
As far as weather is concerned.
Right, anyway, listen, Lynn, good to have you along. Right, about to do the birthdays. Now, I should have checked these with you, right, because there's loads of them.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, right, because there's a few, there's lots of weird ones in here, right, that are sort of... May or may not. So I'm going to give you free passes.
Oh, okay, right.
So I'll give you one you can literally say, no, I'm not going to bother with that one, right?
Oh,
I'll get
okay.
through them all.
Right, okay. So I get to, I get
a few
choice.
Good ones. Yeah, a few good ones. And then I'll give you a few maybe towards the end that are sort of like, nah, I'll move on. Next, right?
Right, okay.
Okay, so we'll start with this one, though. Desmond Tutu.
I hear.
Come on.
This is supposed to be
Everybody knows Desmond Tutu.
Like a Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Bishop Desmond Tutu.
I do know. Yeah, I mean, that's not exactly.
I mean, the man won the Nobel Peace Prize for God's sake.
Ah, they gave. They,
and he was
anyone
always,
can
he was
win
all
that.
Over television all
Tony
the time.
Tony Blair won the Nobel Peace Prize.
He did not.
He did, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's the whole thing's been devalued.
Did
a bit.
He really?
Should they give to Bob Dylan? And he didn't even want.
Ah, no, that was the poetry one. There's different ones.
Oh yeah, well they gave it to Tony Blair anyhow, and jeepers. I mean, that's when you kind of go right. No, this thing doesn't mean anything anymore. Tutu.
Do you want to take a pass on Tutu?
No, I'll have a bash on the Tutu.
Right.
He did invent the Tutu after all. I'm going to say 73.
88.
Ah, feck it. Anyway. Well, you should have passed. What do I know about
him? Right, what about this one then, right? Player pass, Vladimir Putin.
Ah, I just listened to an amazing podcast on him.
I'm afraid to say he's a mad person because... Because he's probably listening.
Mike is probably working for him.
Well, I was just going to say.
He'll cyanide your coffee.
Like, they make it sound as though Russians are listening to everything everywhere.
I'm telling you.
If you're in the jacks on your phone.
I recommend the podcast is called Putin. It's on Amazon if you ever want to have an old listen to it.
Right.
But jeepers, how he came to power and his rise And all because everyone thought he was kind of a harmless, gormless type of a fella. He isn't.
No.
He isn't. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
And he comes around, like, topless on horseback and all.
Yeah, wrestling bears. He arm wrestles bears and all. Unbelievable yeah. stuff that he does.
He's a scary man.
Oh, my God. So powerful. It's outrageous.
And apparently he's very good at judo.
Is he very good, though, as everyone just letting him win? You know what I mean?
I don't think it's like a Kim Jong-il, whatever. I had 18 holes in one the first time I ever played golf. I don't think it's that stuff.
I don't know, man.
I suspect he's probably good at judo.
I don't know, man. Everyone's afraid of him. Like, you know, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
You imagine beating him in judo and then sitting down for a meeting. And then he's going, right, first thing on the agenda.
Yeah. Where will I sit? Sit in that one. One there that has all the wires coming out of it.
Yeah, sit in that one.
Sit in that chair. But why can't I sit here, be nearer to you? Sit in that chair there.
Yeah, and then you just press a button and you shoot you through the ceiling. So, but I got to say, for Putin is now... It's a tough one, actually, because he kind of looks always younger than he is, I'd say. I'm going to say he's like 63.
Not bad, 67.
Ah, 67. Fart
right,
off.
Speaking of all-powerful people who are, you know, a little bit suspect as well, Simon Cowell is celebrating his birthday today. Pop Idol, American Island, American Idol. Yeah, American Idol, X Factor, and Britain's Got Talent.
I still never changed his pants and T-shirt, I'd say.
Exactly, yeah. And the rumour does the rounds that he robbed that off Irish television.
What?
The whole concept of all that stuff.
Oh, with pop stars. Yeah, I've heard that.
That he was asked to sort of just judge something or whatever or be involved.
And he was there, no, I won't.
And then
I'll
had
have
a look and went,
he's there. I'll be nicking that.
I'll be taking that.
It's a great idea. I'll do that right and make a fortune out of it.
Yeah, he is quite wealthy. Very strange looking now. Have you seen, you don't watch ads, but.
No.
Have you seen him in the ads now?
No.
Those ads for something or other. My God, is. He's getting a bit Mickey Rourke looking.
I heard he's fiddling with his face.
Yeah.
I heard he's fiddling with himself.
He's getting very Mickey Rourke looking.
Yeah.
Or maybe just plain getting very Mickey looking.
You have to stop fiddling with yourself, man. You have to. Just let yourself go naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll always look better in the long run. But I gotta say, he's 62.
He's 60.
Fat.
60. See, I'm not allowed to tell you it's a significant birthday anymore.
Why?
It was deemed unfair.
By who? By you.
By one or two listeners, and mainly by Magic
Mike.
Yeah,
by Magic Mike. It's not even any of his business.
Right, now here's where you get the selections. Right, I'm going to give
Unreal.
You the overview. Right, and you can take any of these you like. Okay.
Right.
So here's the list. Jermaine Defoe, Jane Torvalle,
yeah,
John Cougar Mellencamp, Clive James, and Oliver North. Do you remember Oliver North?
No.
Doesn't matter. Iran Contra affair. No, doesn't matter.
No.
I thought you might.
I'll go for Clive James.
So Clive James, of course, Australian television presenter.
Yeah, legendary TV presenter from like.
And had a really Australian accent.
Yeah, he had a really Australian accent, but huge on the British telly.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I think he went to England because his real name is Vivian. And he thought, well, I'm not doing that.
It is not, is it?
Yeah.
Who does that to a young fella? You know what I mean? Vivian.
Yeah, so he thought, oh, I'm getting out of Oz. Look, them people call me Vivian.
Yeah, hard enough in Britain. Never mind these bunch of scallywags. I got to say, he's like 86.
Not bad, 80.
Oh,
I wouldn't have gone that high with him. Even getting up in the 80s.
I always remember
Clive James. Just, I don't know. That's the trouble, though. You forget these people have to age as well.
Yeah, I know.
Right, who do you want left? Jermaine Defoe playing with, who's he with now? Is he with Bournemouth now or somebody?
He's been
with everybody.
I'd have a go
Premier
with him.
League.
He was with Liverpool and wasn't that his thing?
No, Spurs was his big one, wasn't it?
Spurs. I'm thinking of your man from the 90s. Oh, fantastic.
Or there's Jane Torvalle of Torvalle and Dean.
Dupe, I was thinking of.
Would you?
Which one of Torvalle and Dean?
Jane.
Is that the woman? Right.
The woman of the Torvalle and Dean.
I'll go for her then.
Right.
I'll give her a stab. They were monstrously big when I was a kid.
And then they're sort of back because they have one of those dancing on ice things going on.
Right.
They're the judges on it.
Yeah, of course they are. There's no other famous skaters from Britain.
Since the
80s. That's it. Yeah, it's just been them. They were the ones. And they were. And
there
they
was
were...
another lad, wasn't there? Curry. Wasn't there a lad called Curry?
Curry.
Maybe I'm confusing him. I thought there was a lad called Curry who was a good skater back in the...
Curry?
Before Torval and Dean and all.
Ah, before them. Ah, jeez. What was he skating on? George Webb's on puddles. Get out of it.
Yeah, docks.
Yeah, yeah, he was just skating a rope on the back of a BMX getting tugged around the estate.
Yeah, yeah. What's your score? 9.6. Yeah,
amazing. Did you see me pirouette? Right, I got to go with that Jane is now... Right, let's see.
Yeah, so you were a big Olympics fan and they did that whole Bolero thing in the Olympics, didn't they?
You could probably
work this out.
Right, so like, hold on. I've got to say she's 56, 57.
62.
Fat off. Life is too hard this morning. I can't figure any of these out. Miles away.
Let's take a breath and we'll all start again tomorrow, shall we?
That was a terrible, awful display. Awful display. I feel like United losing 1-0 to Newcastle now.
You feel like John Curry and his George Webb.
I do, yeah. Getting towed
by a BMX.
Yeah, by the wrist.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one. Thanks, Tara. 6:33. How are you?
Good morning.
How was your weekend and what was going on in Tara's world?
It was grand. We had the junior certs over on Friday.
Well, oh, how did that go?
Are you rebuilding the house as we speak?
No, they were fantastic.
Wow. No.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
I'm so disappointed.
Kids are such a waste
nowadays.
They
are. Yeah,
they don't even wreck anything.
They didn't get drunk and they helped clean and tidy before they left, believe it or not.
What sort of Stepford children you
have? I know.
Have.
I'm thinking the oldest son and heir clearly can't be mine. I must have to have DNA testing done to establish
swapped at birth.
swapped at birth. So that was the start of the weekend and the rest of it was just really nice and relaxing. Yeah.
What a day yesterday was weather-wise.
Fabulous.
Ludicrous.
I know, absolutely. And then you wake up this morning and I'm thinking, sorry, did Storm Lorenzo hit a few days later than expected?
Yeah,
because it was really wild in the east this morning.
A lot of rain about
a lot of rain. Yeah, a lot of surface water, but it's going to sod off for a couple of hours apparently, but only for a couple of hours.
That's grand.
No, it's not grand.
That's not cold. It's grand.
No, that's true. It's not cold. It's far.
Once it's not cold, who cares?
But we're in for a pretty crappy week. By all
PJ, you'd be happy just to walk around in a constant state of dampness as long as it's not cold. Isn't
it? Well, yeah, as long as it's not cold.
Why am I having a case of deja vu here? Should I be checking flight prices to the Amazon again for you? Should I?
Oh,
we'll put you in a rainforest.
Well, now, in fairness,
you do realise that they are perfect conditions for growing mould and things, don't you?
Mm.
You don't want to start getting mouldy, PJ, do you?
Don't know. Can you eat it?
Yeah, Bill Medley, Jennifer Warrens, I've Had the Time of My Life, big movie classic, of course, Snap the Power. That was your Get Up and Go song on this Monday, October 7th. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. A bit of a looking Monday out there, but still, it's not cold. And as
not
far as PJ
cold.
Is concerned, that
That's
makes it good
matters.
Weather.
It's all that
all
matters.
That matters.
Although I need a roof out badly. Me ma's sprung a leak. It's desperate, so it is.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. I thought I'd stick that in case there's a roofer out there that knows how to fix a roof or something.
Yeah. Do you know that roofing is, for some reason... Roundwood seems to have an extraordinary kind of gathering of roofers. It's like everybody became
really?
A roofer. Yeah.
Roundwood.
It's weird. And then they all expanded out to become builders or something, but...
It's cast, considering most of us just
roofer.
Live in trees and all out there.
Yeah, you wouldn't think caves needed.
I suppose they saw that the houses were getting popular and they thought, let's get in on this.
They thought, let's go down to the land of whatever, valley dweller.
The valley dweller, yeah. Let's try and sell off this idea of living indoors. I reckon they might go for it.
Right, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. What have we got? Fizzy Jen has been on to say, morning lads, love the show, listen all the time. Going up to apply for my license, do my driving test for the 7th time.
Oh my God, please get it today.
Wow.
Please get it today.
Joined Instagram at the weekend as well. And she's in love with your dogs, says Fizzy Jen.
Ah, thanks very much. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, good luck with the driving test.
Yeah.
7th.
Gee, that's some going. 7 of them.
You should get it for good attendance.
Yeah. It's rough enough. You get into a pattern of just failing, I think. Yeah. I know someone else that
I
was
failed
telling
loads
me the same.
Of time. I only got up my fourth attempt.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I was three.
Yeah.
And the second time I knew, I was so pointless. I just should have got out of the car to start.
Yeah, I was like that.
I did a wheel spin coming out of Finglas, you know, on the gravel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, it's gone now.
Yeah, yeah. I think he should have tapped you and said, listen, I'd, you know, let's save ourselves.
Yeah, and instead I just went around cacking myself for the whole thing for another half an hour, 40 minutes or something, and then still went in. He goes, right, you know what you did wrong. I was like, of course, I knew it ages ago. Before we even left the yard, I knew it.
Also, morning, guys. Can you say a big hello to Stuart, who's probably one of your biggest fans? It's 3 years post-transplant celebration today.
What?
Wow. Well, whatever that was, I'm glad it's post and it's all good.
And it's
good.
Still there.
Yeah. Looking for a bit of Bruce Springsteen.
What did he transplant? Unless it's a Stuart. A whole Stuart got transplanted to Ireland.
Yeah.
In which case,
they maybe transplant him from a different country.
Jeepers.
Anyway, Stuart, congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
No idea what that's about.
Whatever it is you got that was new, I'm glad it's still working for you.
And hopefully the warranty has plenty of years left on it.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. A couple of things. You know, we were talking about Jane Torval's birthday today.
Yeah.
And I said there was a guy, John Curry.
Yes, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Well, now there was. A few people think I was thinking of Robin Cousins, okay, who was another skater.
Never heard of him either.
But this guy, John Curry, I looked it up. And I was right. He was an Olympic skating champion.
Right.
In 1976.
Ah, for the love of God, how would I remember him?
He's dead now.
I was only a oneer then.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So I remember him from my childhood. And then Robin Cousins must have been another one. But Ruth and Ennis remembers John Curry. There you go. Also, Jermaine Defoe apparently is now with Rangers. Few people were telling us.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, well then.
The club that shall not speak its name.
Did they win yesterday? I think they did. Celtic lost.
Did they?
Yeah, they did 2-0 to Livingston. So, look, there's a proper title chase on now this year, again.
Right.
I mean, they were in it last year, but...
Speaking of the football, Antoinette is on. She was just saying to tell you not to get too smug with your win on Friday night.
Well, really? Why shouldn't we now? Why shouldn't we be too smug with Cork City now, who have made a holy show of the Bohemians time after time? And then suddenly it was great to beat Cork City with such a crappy goal as well.
Well, yeah, because that's why she's saying it. She's saying like we were robbed by a fluke goal on a bad pitch.
Bad pitch, how dare you? Unbelievable, you hear yourself. It was now, when you got a penalty there last year, you didn't deserve it. It was a grand pitch. I tell you that much. No, so it's actually great when the Cork City fans come. Of course, I'm very biased towards Cork. I like being a big fan of the place. But it was great crack on Friday. Really great atmosphere in there now, in fairness.
Good stuff.
And it looks like Bowes may be going to Europe next year. A few games left to make the decision, but it looks like could be European
football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wave goodbye to the Tunnocks caramel flavoured ice pop lolly. Chocolate covered
challenge.
Yeah.
I know.
And go and play in something that we can all remember.
I tell you, you never know. Could be anywhere. Imagine that, a load of Bowes fans heading off to Azerbaijan or something next year. It'd be unbelievable.
To Astana.
Yeah, it'd be the crack. Absolute crack-a-doodle do with that.
Anyway, listen, welcome along. What have we got for you today? All the regulars, of course, being a Double Money Monday, we're going to be playing for like 1,600 quid, 1,600 euro on the hit bid in about an hour's time. So you'll want to be involved in that. You can let us know if you fancy a crack at this. Classichits.ie, of course, as usual, to check it out in advance.
And there's going to be a lot of talk about porridge today.
Yeah, it's a big
porridge
week.
A lot of talk about porridge.
Big porridge week today.
It is, believe it or not.
But in fairness, right, it is pretty cool. It is the chance to bring home a loved one, you know. If you've got a loved one overseas, okay, we're giving you the chance to bring them home as part of this kind of thing we have on the go with Flavins this week. So it is pretty cool, actually, in fairness. You could bring somebody from abroad, bring them back.
Yes, like a magical bowl of porridge. You stir it up and your brother comes out of it. It's amazing.
We'll tell you about that in the next hour as well. Also, a brand new week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. That's on the go. What else have we got? What else there happening? What else you can... We'll have a look in the cupboard, see if there's that can be cleared
there
out.
There's bedtime habits we want to be talking about. But don't worry, it'll be all clean. It's just annoying habits. Things in the bed.
Oh, right.
You know, like stealing the duvet and all of that carry on.
Fair enough.
You've got a bit of that to be given out about.
And as always, of course, if you want to give us a shout for any reason, 087-188-0008. CC Peniston finally here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 7:10 on this Monday, 7th of October. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. If you're just joining us, had a good weekend, all that sort of stuff. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. And loads on the way. It is a Double Money Monday for €1,600, actually, we're going to play for before 8 o'clock this morning. So that's on the way. And also before 8, we're going to give you details of how you could bring home maybe a loved one, or maybe somebody who's been overseas for a while, a member of the family, or maybe a really good friend, something like that. Yeah. All thanks to Flavins. We'll be telling you about that too.
Magic porridge. It's a magic cauldron of porridge. You can cast a spell and bring someone home.
And of course, porridge never better than when you've enjoyed a good night's sleep.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Now I have to wait. There it is.
There it is.
I didn't get much of a night's sleep myself last night. I had one of those nights actually when I got into bed and fell asleep really quickly.
Right.
And then I woke up and thought, oh, it must be time to get out of bed now. I slept deadly. Looked at the clock. 11:45. Midnight.
Right.
I was like, oh, for God's sake. I couldn't get back to sleep at all after it.
Really?
It was in and out and in and out, yeah. Didn't get a proper sleep at all. And that's on my own. So I've no excuses.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you're not suffering from any of these issues?
Any of these issues, yes. Yeah, so they've done a survey. Survey of the day. What is the most annoying things other people do in bed?
Right.
Things that may keep you awake or just annoy you or irritate you or get you, you know.
Yeah.
Generally in a state of complete and utter anger where you're banging your head off the wardrobe. And is that,
I assume we all know what the number one is going to turn out to be.
I'm guessing. We're not spoiling it by giving it away, right?
Yeah.
So it's a...
Yeah.
Snoring. And it's the number one.
I have very little to say on that matter. Obviously, I'm going to stay very quiet.
I have plenty to say about
after
Jim.
My last
Jim's
expose.
Snoring was so offensive that when he played us a recording of him snoring, I couldn't sleep for a week after. That's right. It was like a...
I had a cold.
It's
all
like...
I had a cold at the time.
I swear to God, it's like you have to put petrol in him when he goes to bed. It's like an engine. It's unbelievable.
That was a one-off.
I'd say the whole of Roundwood was shaking. There was unicorns trembling in their hoofs with the noise of it. So that is the number one. It is the absolute. It's obvious. It's the number one. Like you said, the National Sleep Survey has found 3 times more people rate their partner snoring as the most annoying habit in bed. So that's it. 43% of people.
Wow.
So that is it.
That's a big thing, isn't it? You'd imagine they'd have sorted out a remedy for it.
At this stage,
yeah.
I think the only remedy is like literally you have to put somebody sleeping in the garden so they're not near you. That's the only remedy, I think. Because once you're a nasal roaring.
Do you reckon
person,
those nasal strips work? You know those things that you see kind of athletes wearing sometimes
supposed
to help
yeah.
them breathe?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think. The only one I saw that was good was this woman years ago. Remember, this was on TV maybe in the 80s. And she just sewed a tennis ball into the back of our fella's pyjamas.
Yeah.
So he couldn't lie on his back.
But there's probably people who snore on their side.
Ah, yeah. Sleep apnea and all that, yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine. Like, seriously, imagine. At least, okay, I may snore on occasion. The only people I'm upsetting is the dogs. So theirs bad. And their snoring sounds like music anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe you're a horrific snorer and nobody knows.
Well, isn't that grand? I'm keeping it to myself, which is what you should do.
Right, so what else is on the list then?
So number two then, your second most annoying habit was stealing the duvet covers. Oh, God, the amount of fights people have had over that. Definitely been there, like, you know, that way. Whatever it is about it, the smaller the woman, the more duvet she needs. And I've never understood it. I've never understood it. You know, there's like this tiny woman and it's all the duvet gone.
Yeah.
At the centre of the bed and you're lying on a sliver of side mattress.
Women and heat is very much a thing, isn't it? In all capacities.
And again.
And especially in bed.
But do you mean the radiation of heat that comes off them?
Well, they need to have massive amounts of heat for some reason.
Just can't understand it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I'm sweating. What? Of course you are. Look what you're doing. You're wearing 3 sets of pyjamas. You've got these mad
socks. You've
got
the electric blanket on and the duvet.
Yeah, and you're wrapped all around. You're wrapped around in everything. And I'm out here wearing nothing but a pair of socks. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
do
seem to have an affinity for the old heat.
There's only extremes. It's, oh, I'm freezing. Oh, my God, I'm freezing. Oh, me toe. I left me toe sticking down. I'm freezing. Followed by, oh, my God, it's so hot. You're not roasting. No, I'm not. You've got the entire duvet. You've every duvet in the cul-de-sac wrapped around you. Yeah. So that's the second one. And then, of course, it goes on... Well, people coming to bed late, you know, that's always going to be a thing.
Because that disturbs you, kind of thing. Is that
the idea?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bit guilty of that myself.
And then the other, when you have kids, one of the partners pretending they can't hear the kids going mad, so just pretend they're asleep.
Yeah.
And then, you
Mike suddenly start looking out the window.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you
getting the, about? Getting the whole, can you hear that now? And you weren't snoring a second ago.
I was.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah. Why, how come you're able to answer me?
Oh, yeah, I want to dream.
I'm talking in my sleep.
You and a corn onion, Barrett, talk to me. Oh, that's not a crack, yeah. So that's
Is there any unusual ones, no? Any unusual ones that maybe you wouldn't have anticipated?
Not really, because they're all, you know, it is what the majority said.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, it's that one is definitely, that's an unusual one that I would have complained about in the past, is that somebody you get into bed with someone, and they just turn into an engine. They just heat up. Have you ever been like with someone that just is an engine?
Yeah.
They just they close their eyes and they radiate.
You could nearly burn yourself off.
Yeah. Radiating. Unbelievable amounts of heat. You're like, what is this? This is outrageous. You have to you're trying to chop a thing. You know, you're chopping the bed.
You're trying to
cut off.
You're trying to build a moat between
just
you.
Just to cut off this ridiculous amount of heat that's coming at you. You're going, you're so warm, would you not just sleep outside in the garden? Please. But that's it. So it's not really unusual, but it is snoring. Snoring is the number one.
Yeah.
And still no cure, still no way out, still no nothing. You just have to, I was going to say suck it up, but that's disgusting.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen and Dancing in the Dark. For some reason, lots of people requesting to hear Bruce Springsteen today. Probably just a coincidence, but we thought we'd do the honours.
Yeah,
for some reason,
there was
a flurry of Springsteen-related requests. So there you go, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark, here at Classic Hits, almost 20 past 7. Somebody's texting to say, last night my mate was so tired, he fell asleep while still eating.
Oh my God.
And it's not the first time. I'll get it on video the next time it happens.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
Fell asleep while still eating.
Yeah.
How tired do you have to be while you're actually chewing to doze off? That's
I've never, like the sound of sleepwalking, but sleep munching is another thing. But then isn't that actually a thing though? Some sleepwalkers. I remember thinking, someone might correct me on this, but I think I remember watching a thing about this woman, and she was very overweight, you know.
Oh yeah, and she was eating while she was asleep.
She swore, "I'm not eating all of this crack and whatever."
Yeah.
But she was getting up in the middle of the night,
making meals, man. I think it's
a thing. And sandwiches and crisps and going through 4 packets of biscuits. And going back to bed. And waking up then going, gee, wait, I don't know, someone's eating all this food. she hadn't a clue. Yeah. They put cameras in and watched her. She was making making sandwiches, grand, you think, whatever. No, she was making 4 and 5 sandwiches and scoffing them all. And then going back to bed.
Wow.
Half a slice pan for
sleep life.
Yeah,
that's
incredible. It was mad what she was
on
doing.
On the subject of snoring, somebody's texted in to say, my husband Mick had surgery in his nose last week and now his nose is fully packed, so this is a whole new level of snoring.
Oh my God, can you even imagine it? The racket out.
Scary.
Be like a diesel engine truck starting up, yeah.
And Sheila's been on as well to say, can I send in a recording of my husband snoring? You won't believe.
Please
what I
do.
Listen to.
Please do. We'd love to hear it, to be honest.
Unreal.
Haven't heard, Jim. We're all we're ready for anything.
I had a cold. It was a one-off. Hello again. Sorry, this is from Margaret, of course. Margaret's been on to say she wants to wish the best hubby and dad ever, Damien, a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Damien. Lots of love from Margaret and Elizabeth and Joshua and Victoria and Benjamin. So, Damien, have a brilliant day. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday, sir. Very much indeed to you.
Almost 7:22. We've got the hit bit on the way. If you want to get involved, classichits.ie. You can have a little listen and see all the previous guesses. And then let us know, of course, if you want to play. It is a Double Money Monday. €1,600. 087-188-0008. As Tech Cameron, Somewhere in My Heart here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 23 minutes to 8 o'clock on this Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thank you for waking up happy with us. So €1,700 on the hit bit in the next, 15 minutes or so? That's how long you've got to get involved. 087-188-0008. Let us know. Let Magic Mike know if you fancy having a play. In the meantime, there's the chance for you to, I say win. I suppose it is win. It's winning the opportunity to have somebody who you may be missing who's overseas, a loved one, family member, friend, something like that, brought home, because this week, right, we're celebrating National Porridge Week with Flavins, okay? So that's the idea. It is actually National Porridge Week this week. And to be fair, nobody better to celebrate it. I think between us, we must account for a substantial amount of
porridge.
Porridge.
Oh my God. We never stop munching porridge in here. I mean, it's like we're
like a staple of...
We're literally like prisoners in the 70s. We never... We're mad for the porridge. We love it. And there's some good experimental porridge today. I'm actually going to attempt some chocolate milk porridge later on.
Are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Why not?
No, yeah, no,
why
absolutely.
Not? For the week that's in it. You
like
know what
it tastes
I mean?
Like a dessert.
Being the royal family of porridge.
Yeah, because basically, with thanks to our friends at Flavins, they are the home of porridge. We want to give you the chance to bring a family member home so you can share a bowl of delicious Flavins porridge. The idea is we'll give $2,000, okay? I say we. It's coming from Flavins. But we'll give
We'll do it, though. We're delivering it.
$2,000 towards bringing your family member home. And that's the idea. So whatever it is, we say family member, right? But loved one, really. I mean, if it is somebody who was like a really, really, really good friend.
I'm sure we can
like
do that,
family,
yeah.
Maybe better than family in some respects. Or if it is a family member, that's cool. If they're overseas. So, you know, basically, to be able to chance to win, you just got to tell us who it is and why you want to bring them home. So you basically, you WhatsApp the word home so that we know what it is. It goes to the right place. So WhatsApp the word home and then the reason why you want this person to come home, and you send it in to us on 087-188-0008. Very important you put that word home right at the
start.
Yeah,
you have to, because it does. If you don't do that, it doesn't go into the special area in the texting machine thing.
Very
you know
technical.
What I mean?
Very
so
that's technical, it.
So
PJ,
if you
well
want to get
said.
Into the special area, the porridge section of the WhatsApp, you need to do that. Otherwise, if you're going to miss the porridge section... And
it could go anywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah. It'll be all over for you. So there you go. So that's what you have to do. And then of course, yeah, we get the magic bowl of porridge. We spin it. Loads of money for and plane tickets and the passport falls out. And then you can use it. So it doesn't get better than this, really.
So we're going to pick a qualifier each day this week. Okay. To be fair, Damien Farrelly is actually going to be the one who calls the winner at the end of the week. And you can find all the terms and conditions on the website. But Damien will be making the winning phone call this Friday. But to get involved, as I say, let us know who it is that you would like to bring home to enjoy a delicious bowl of Flavins porridge with you. And text the word, or WhatsApp the word home, and then the person's name and why you want to bring them home to 087-188-0008. Would you know where Flavins is from?
I don't know where it's from. I know it's Ireland, but where in Ireland, I don't know. I'd stab and take a guess at Wexford or something like that.
Not bad. Waterford.
All right, no, next door neighbours.
Kilmac Thomas.
I didn't know that.
In County Waterford.
What I also didn't know until this week was the amount of variations you can get on porridge. Large oats, smooth oats, grand oats.
They're not your run-of-the-mill oats.
They're not your run-of-the-mill oats. Not at all. Not by a country mile.
Because there's loads out there. Yeah, all sorts of different flavoury things. And
no idea. Yeah. It's all new to me.
Because we were given, purely for, you know, obviously research purposes, a giant box of variations of Flavins porridge oats.
I'm telling you.
There's millions of them out
if
there.
If they're still serving it in jail, I may do something. Because
anyway,
it's as good as it gets.
As PJ says, Flavins are not your run-of-the-mill oats. Wonderfully creamy-tasting porridge created using locally sourced oats and traditional milling techniques honed by the Flavins family for seven generations.
Ah,
PJ.
Start the day the Flavins way, the natural way to start the day, the fiber-fit way to start your day on a cold and frosty morning.
Brilliant.
Remember that, lad.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit. With the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The hit bit. Bit. That was a bit of a
how do you classify that, Michael? How do you classify that?
That was all right, actually. Yeah. I enjoyed that, PJ.
That's good.
I was upset with that. Now, that was supposed to be a Ronnie Drew version, and
was
it came out all wrong, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
It came out all wrong. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
You needed longer to get the whole ballady vibe to it, didn't you?
I feel like United. I feel like apologising to the fans now after that. That was all wrong.
Yeah.
You would
have had to give it a theme. Like, you would have had to do it in a, I don't know, whatever way you were going to do it.
Ronnie
Drew.
Need to sort of change the music, like get a fiddle playing in the background. Yeah. Was the only way to do that. But anyway. Let's forget it ever happened. €1,700 is what we have for you today. It's a whole pile of cash off for you. If you can tell us what bit of a hit is this. You can listen to it as many times as you like on classichits.ie. But first up this morning, it's going to be Emma in Dublin. How are you, Emma?
Hi, PJ.
How are you, more importantly?
I'd be better if I win the money.
Yeah, I bet you would. Yeah. How was your weekend, though? Did you have a good one?
Great. Yeah.
Good stuff, right. Well, let's get straight stuck in. 1,700 quid, Emma. What do you think?
I think it's Queen. I want to break free.
Right, so over to you, Magic.
Emma Moran, it is not right, unfortunately, but don't worry about it. Yeah, I know, don't feel so bad, because at the end of the day, life still goes on.
Thank you.
Emma like that.
Emma can't get off the phone quick enough. Yeah, thank you, bye.
Yeah, exactly. Bye. Cheers, Emma. There you go. Bizarre Queen reference then.
It was the song. It's the actual song reference. Sick explaining myself.
Yeah. Carl. You're wasted on us, Michael. You're wasted on us.
Carl, any chance you get yourself a hole here? How are you getting on, Carl?
I wouldn't mind. I'd love to win the 1,700, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, quite a pile of cash, in fairness, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
What are you up to this morning, Carl?
I'm on the way into work on the N7. It's bumper to bumper. It's crazy, but...
It's always bumper to... Is that road ever clear, no?
I don't know, maybe the weekends, but certainly Monday to Friday, it's crazy.
Nightmare.
Yeah, anyway, let's try and cheer you up. Let's make our commute a little bit happier. What do you think it is, Carl?
My guess is Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Great song.
My
right.
God, big song now, if it turns out to be that.
Clap
that wow, that's a big tune if it turns out to be that one.
Yeah, it is a big tune. And is it right, is it wrong? It is wrong, unfortunately. Carl, Carl Fagan, it is wrong. What are you going to do to get cash like that? Maybe you'll have to pick a pocket door too.
Very good, very good.
Did you ever hear that one before, Carl Fagan?
Once or twice.
Oh my God, I didn't even get it.
You don't get it.
I was looking at your face.
I was thinking, Michael Jackson didn't write Scrooge.
Scrooge, isn't it from Scrooge? From Oliver Twist, the Maniac. Carl, here, I'm going to let you go here.
PJ's cultural references don't go beyond Disney.
Michael Jackson didn't write Scrooge, and it was an Oliver Twist gag.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
It's like the time, sorry, Carl, go on. It's like the time that, what was the time you thought that,
I just thought the exact same thing again.
Is that what it was?
I tried
to explain to you that it was written by Charles Dickens or something, Christmas Carol or something, or whatever it was. Or, and you were like...
well, there is a musical version. That's all I'm saying.
I have to get that in a t-shirt.
So why wouldn't Michael Jackson be in it?
It has to be on a t-shirt, lads. Michael Jackson didn't write Scrooge.
It's actually called The Christmas Carol as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Damien Farrelly, I'll give you a chance to win it some Wedge later on. €1,700 the Hitbit. ClassicHits.ie, by the way, if you want to check it out.
You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Eurythmic Sweet Dreams here at Classic Hits, almost 10 past 8. How you doing, folks? Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 7th of October, of course. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. A few people, just to give a quick shout out to, because Liam was on and he was on a bit earlier. We missed this one. He wants to say a double hello. One is to his wife.
Okay? Yeah, hello.
And he's on his way in to apparently Limerick Maternity because they're expecting twins.
Wow. Congratulations
so
very much.
So that's kind of double hello. So,
well, I hope that goes amazingly well for you, which I'm sure it will.
Best of luck with that, Liam. And there was another one as well. Somebody wants to say, could you wish my wife Claire happy anniversary, 13 years, lucky for some, says Ken and Lucan.
Which one's it lucky for now? I think he's suggesting he's the one that's made the luck into her house.
I hope so, because if he's suggesting that Claire's the lucky one, he may be in for a shock.
Have a fight about it later on and tell us who won it.
Anyway, in the meantime, if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. There was a time, of course, in this country when if you wanted a packet of crisps, right, basically it was down to a simple choice.
Yeah.
Are you having cheese and onion or are you having salt and vinegar?
Yeah, and then look what happened. Everybody went and lost the run of themselves. Again,
we went all European.
In the name of progress, everybody lost their minds. I actually think this is that I wish English John was here today. This is the Brits post-Brexit trying to cause trouble again. That's what this is.
Right.
We need to. I wish he was here. I wish I could put him on the spot and say, "You, listen, you little onion. I know what you're up to, you lot." Although he's one of he doesn't care about any of this. What am I talking about? But it's unbelievable on so many levels. For a start, the flavours of crisps that Walkers are bringing out again.
Right.
Not just because it's an outrageously horrible idea, but because it's Christmas orientated.
That's what's gotten your goat now.
It is.
Because you're partial to a crisp.
I've gone from wanting Ireland to remain good and accessible to wanting the hard border now. If it keeps this at monstrosities. north of the border. I would be all for it.
Right. What have they
from
done?
From today, by the way. It's the 7th of October today, and these horrendous pieces, these horrendous bags of festive horribleness are now available. So what they've done is they bring out their Christmas flavours every year. It's not even Halloween. Cop on to yourself. Seriously. And now they're bringing out new flavours for Christmas. So that includes pigs in blankets, glazed ham. Mm. Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it?
Pigs in blankets.
And then they're bringing back that pox flavour from last year. Brussels sprout flavoured crisps. I don't know what's wrong with a person that wants Brussels sprouts flavoured crisps.
Yeah. Mind you, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not averse to a Brussels sprout.
I love a Brussels sprout.
I don't want it as a crisp.
No, of course you don't want it as a crisp. And of course you don't want Christmas-themed crisps this time.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to a pig's... That's basically sausage and bacon flavour of crisps.
Yeah, I know. It's just the wrong time of year, Jim. You know what I mean? You're not getting upset about this enough. Want you to remember this, people. I want you to remember the people who are forcing Christmas down their necks too early. Brown Thomas, damn you with your Christmas shop open. Damn you. Shame on you. Shame. And now Walkers, shame on you. Shame on you
right.
for making this happen.
Okay.
You should be disgusted
anyway,
with yourself.
Can we get back to the nice flavoured crisps?
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying, you'd be okay if they say, called them... breakfast flavoured crisps.
Yeah, of
course.
And
they were sausage and bacon.
Yeah, no problem.
But the fact that they've made it a festive pigs in blanket.
Yeah.
Pigs in blankets.
And the fact that it's all they have pigs in blankets.
And if the glazed ham was a sort of a Sunday roast flavour type thing.
Ham! What's wrong with ham? Hammy crisps.
What, glazing it makes it crispy?
Even if they had a bowl of assorted vegetable flavoured crisps. And didn't have a load of Brussels sprouts in the shape of a Christmas tree up the front of them, I wouldn't be as nearly as upset about it.
Right.
It's unreal. They've all, they're saying that they sold 15 million packs of these monstrosities last year, so there's no way it's going. They do say there's going to be a Sprout Haters multi-pack.
Right. Yeah.
And that'll have turkey and stuffing flavoured.
Turkey and stuffing?
Yeah, which I'll be all for them. Cheese and cranberry, sort yourself out if you like that. Glazed ham will be in them as well.
Right.
So they're offering, they say, something for everyone. Now I just feel like I'm promoting crisps and I don't want to. That's not what this is about. This is about promoting Irish crisps for Irish people.
Yeah.
That's what
but
this
we
is
are available to taste. Just to put that
well, of
there.
Course we're available to taste them, yeah. I mean, that's obviously, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But at the same
because
time...
Because you can't fuel your outrage unless
honest,
you taste them.
Well, even if I like it, I'm going to be even more upset about it. Because I'll have to go and get more of them then.
And actually help fund this atrocity.
This monstrosity in a bag. It's like, it's crazy, man. Well, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's the 7th of October.
Okay, apart from the Christmas thing, if we could park
today.
That, right?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of experimental flavours in the old crisp variety?
I would be, yeah.
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 So you're happy that we've moved out of black and white of sort of, you know,
well,
cheese
was,
and onion and salt
well,
and vinegar.
I didn't realise it was a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I was. Up until this point, I was all for it. I've eaten buffalo flavour crisps. I went into smoky bacon in the 80s. I've had crinkle cut crisps.
And I'd say out in Dunleary, you probably get pheasant.
Prawn cocktail. Pheasant and onion crisps and all you get out there.
Yeah.
Lovely
out
stuff
your
there.
Way.
Yeah. Incredible, yeah. You get it.
And then you probably get, there's probably pheasant, and then if you want it, you can actually taste peasant, which is...
I would love to have peasant flavoured crisps. I'd love that. But no, you can't, but that was grand. It was all building up lovely.
Yeah.
And then we had to Christmasise them 3 months before the day. Despicable, disgraceful, shame on you. Hard border. I'm with Boris now.
Look what you've done.
I want...
There's only one appropriate song. It's happened.
Crazy world, yeah.
It has happened.
Yeah,
you've decided
happened.
That's it.
Happened.
BJ Gallagher has aligned himself with Boris Johnson because of a Christmas crisp.
Yeah, obviously I think every other policy he's ever had is completely bats. I think the border's a terrible idea. But if it means stopping Christmas crisps in October, I'm into it.
Guaranteed Irish, Aslan's Crazy World. Almost 20 past 8 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. By the way, in case you missed it, a little bit earlier on, we announced that we've got this great competition on the go with Flahavans this week. It's National Porridge Week this week. Did you know that? National Porridge Week, and we're celebrating with thanks to our friends at Flahavans, the home of porridge. We want to give you the chance to bring a family member home so you can share a delicious bowl of Flahavans porridge with them. We're giving you €2,000 towards bringing your family member home. And when we say family member, you know, loved one of whatever ilk it might be. It might be a really, really good friend or whatever, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Could be someone just that you're very, very close to. Exactly. Essentially is what it is.
And basically, all you got to do, it's really important that you put the word home in your WhatsApp, okay? So you WhatsApp the word home and then give us the details, who they are, why you want to bring them home. 087-188-0008. But that home bit right at the start, very important. Some of the samplings we've gotten in. Let me see. I'd love to bring my daughter, Chloe Mullins. She's in Miami on a basketball scholarship. That's from Georgina Mullins. Somebody said, I'd like to bring my sister home from Edinburgh. She was supposed to come home last year, but Storm Emma had other ideas from Cara Foley in Cork.
Flippin' Emma, eh? Puffing and blowing her all the way home.
That's a good show.
Yeah, but these are good ones. This is exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. Just let us know. Once you don't forget, like Jim was saying earlier, just put the word home at the very start of your text, because otherwise it disappears into the wilderness of the text machine.
Exactly. Oh, and he's been on to say, I'd like to bring my Aunt Kay home from Seattle because the food in America is awful.
Food in America is awful.
She misses the odd dinner with mashed spuds and the like. You see, now that's what I'm talking about, right? It doesn't have to be, we were separated 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a weepy, right? It doesn't have to be kind of, it's just somebody who you're really close to, who you really like, love. You'd like to bring them home.
Exactly, you know. That's all it is, yeah. It doesn't have
like
to be.
Even if it is just because you want to give them
a
decent dinner.
It's actually your best reason, yes. But you know, that's the best reason, yes.
Exactly.
They're moaning about the food. I'd like to make them a dinner. Perfect.
Happy
There's
days.
Two grand.
They can have a bowl of flavins, and then when they're finished that, later in the day, they can have their dinner. Yeah. Perfect.
Even porridge as dinner.
Exactly.
I've been making porridge for the dogs lately. Have I told you that? I have to make porridge for the dogs with non-dairy milk.
Right.
Oh, it's a,
why do you have to do
absolutely
it?
Love, because one of them has a skin allergy thing.
Right.
And gets set off by the kibble, the dog food. Right. So this happens, right? So then when one of them gets it, the others, they want it. Or else they're fighting over it. So my dogs, for breakfast every day, and on the weekends they're making it, they've blueberries, a banana, and porridge, and a tiny sprinkling of the old dog food. They love it. They're mad for the flavins.
Unbelievable.
Mad with coconut milk, yeah.
And bananas mad and blueberries and everything.
Love it. Even sometimes a dollop of peanut butter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. The dogs, yeah.
Even your dogs, when they went to Dunleary, decided, I'm not having that old life anymore with dog food and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have some oats with banana and blueberry, and maybe a dollop of peanut butter if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And make it a bit snappy. Non-dairy milk, obviously.
And then one of them lights up a pipe and says, I do miss the smell of poop in the park, but I guess it is sacrifices that needs to be made. If you like that, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, listen.
I didn't think we'd sniffing bums like a normal dog. They're grand.
Right, so the story is, we're going to keep this running all week. Every day we'll have a daily qualifier, and then Damien Farrelly will pick the overall winner at the end of the week. This is all with thanks to Flavins, of course, providing wholesome, healthy porridge goodness for you and your family every morning. $2,000 towards bringing home your particular loved one. Let us know who they are and why. Really important you put that word home at the start of your WhatsApp, and then 087-188-0008. Eternal, I Want to Be the Only One, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way. If you fancy having a go at it, of course, 087-188-0008. Nothing to beat on a Monday, always a good time to play. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz.
So the madness of the weekend. You may have seen it, you may have heard it. Maybe you were one of the people in Cork who looked above and saw a fireball screeching through the sky. Scary stuff, eh?
Sorry, I'm just really enjoying this, the music in the background.
Yeah. Makes it get... I was never into it, I have to say.
Oh, but this one tune even.
It was still the prodigy. It was
still the what?
The prodigy, wasn't it?
The prodigy.
The prodigy, yeah. The role of that, yeah. I know, yeah, he seemed like a great fella and all, he really did. He was mad into the motorbikes and that's like the Keith Flint. He seemed sound.
Yeah.
Nice fella and all, brilliant. But the prodigy were the prodigy, I couldn't get into the prodigy.
Wouldn't happen for you.
No.
Magic Mike was a big prodigy fan.
Ah, I'd huge. Say Magic Mike loved the prodigy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be his era.
He'd be dying, yeah, yeah. Everybody hold your avocados in the air! That's what goes on in nightclubs. Right, I don't know anything about nightclubs.
What's the story then with the fireball?
So the fireball that shot over Wales and Ireland, it turns out it wasn't a shooting star. So maybe people know this already. Maybe people got terrified and contacted their local, I was going to say gastronomical places, but that's...
that's a food related
regular restaurants.
Yeah, yeah, regular restaurants.
Were you serving very strong curries? Because I have to see the fireball flying through the sky. Yeah, no. Well, meteorological service or whatever it was. So it turns out it wasn't a fireball or a shooting star or any such thing. It was
I'm not an alien.
I thought we were going to
be able to knock a good UFO story out of it.
Yeah, yeah, no. I think most of us were hoping to get a bit of old scandal that way. Like, yeah. But it was actually a Chinese satellite re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. So it made a huge flash in the process. And Astronomy Ireland came out and said, look, thanks for all your reports of this fireball in the sky.
Just out of curiosity, did Gastronomy Ireland come out and say anything?
Gastronomy Ireland have been asked for a
came
comment.
Out to say, you can really appreciate that fireball if you have it with a sort of a, you know, maybe a delicately spiced fish.
Yeah, Gastronomy Ireland have been approached for a statement, but have as yet to make one. Yeah, so there you go. I'm going to do that. Gastronomy Ireland. Are you out there? It's still a bit suspicious. You haven't gotten involved, Gastronomy Ireland.
Yeah.
I want you to know that.
We're smelling something fishy here. Maybe it's a lightly spiced halibut.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Astronomy Ireland. Their chairman, David Moore, said he thinks it was the rocket body of a Chinese satellite used to launch this GPS-type thing into the atmosphere. And it was that went up in January 2016, and it was re-entering the atmosphere then this weekend.
Right.
And he reckons that's what it was.
So basically, it was debris of sorts, was it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I'm not sure. It was basically something supernatural anyway. Yeah. We were hoping it would be aliens or a shooting star.
Did it, like, burn up or whatever, or was it just the sort of fiery bit around the edges or what?
Not sure. It might be... They say burn up, but if anything re-enters the atmosphere, does it not glow like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think that's a thing. I don't know. UCC lecturer, Dr. Sharon Lambert, she saw it herself. And she was one of the first people to say, any idea what the fireball that passed through the sky in North Cork might be? She was one of the first onto her Twitter because she obviously... Being in the business.
Knows these kind of things.
Yeah, well, she didn't. She was one of the first ones to pose the question. Hoping, probably like we did, that it would be aliens, but her being much more sensible than us and an actual professor, knowing that the likelihood was far less than I had hoped it to be. She, for some reason, also has not approached Gastronomy Ireland, which makes me even more suspicious about the whole thing, to be quite honest with you. But if you're in Mallow or Glanmire or around the Charleville area of Cork, you may have seen it. And in Wales, the rest of us were obviously too covered in cloud to get a good look.
Yeah.
So the Welsh and Cork, North Cork, seemed to get a good glimpse of it. The rest of us were hanging around, eating our dinner, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. We were more interested in gastronomy than astronomy.
Yeah, for sure. I genuinely would be more interested in that. Even if it is Chinese.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
On board with the Gourmet Food Parlour this week. We're big fans of the Gourmet Food Parlour on this show, and they've very kindly come on board because they're celebrating the festive season, PJ.
Yeah.
They're providing Christmas parties, catering, you know, if you've got a Christmas do and you want them to cater for it, hampers, if you're looking for, like, you know, gifts and corporate gifts and all that, Christmas-related hampers, gift vouchers, of course, you can have gift vouchers. You're not responding much to this, Peter.
No, I'm not really into it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I love to go on my food parlour. I think they do, like, some of the best food I've ever had. There's no doubt about it. But much like the crisp episode later on, I see no reason to ruin it with festivities. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, they have given us to give to you a Christmas party for up to 6 guests with lunch or dinner included in the giveaway. So the idea is that Gourmet Food Parlour can provide Christmas lunches by day or Christmas parties by night. So complete with delicious food, entertainment, seasonal drinks, all of that sort of stuff. And you can check it out for yourself on gourmetfoodparlour.com. So,
the madness has begun, I guess, and onward we go. So Jason Gilmore in Dublin is going to play first off this morning. How are you getting on, Jason?
Very well, and yourself, lad?
Not bad at all, yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
Decent enough.
Decent enough, right.
Okay.
So it gave and it took, then, I'd say.
There's a bit of intrigue in there, isn't there, in Jason's response?
A barbecue yesterday.
All right, okay.
A barbecue. Oh, yesterday was a great day for a barbecue.
Yeah, it was.
Sun was fantastic.
Surprisingly nice, yeah. There's a bit of a benefit to the climate falling down around us, I suppose, but you got to enjoy it while you can.
Right, listen, Jason, the good news for you is, of course, you've no score to beat. Whatever you get, you're going to be top of the leaderboard, and you'll be setting the standard for the rest of the week. So 60 seconds on the clock. You good to go?
Ready to go.
Best of luck, Jason. Here we go.
The characters Karen Walker and Jack McFarland appeared in what TV show?
No idea.
Will and Grace, Whiskey in the Jar was a hit for what band in 1973?
The Dubliners.
Tin Lizzy, where in London was the 1985 Live Aid concert held?
Wembley.
Yeah, the daughter in the Adams family was named after what day of the week?
Friday.
Wednesday, the planet Mars is named after the Roman god of what?
War.
War? Is a curlew a bird or an insect? Is a curlew a bird or an insect?
A bird.
The gondola boat is famously known for its use in canals in what city?
Venice.
New Mexico is a state in what country?
No idea.
USA, the winner of which major golf tournament is presented with a green blazer?
The Ryder Cup.
It's the US Masters. The two major baseball teams in New York are the Mets and what other one?
The Yankees.
And what A is the therapeutic use of plant oils?
Aromatherapy.
Who is the head coach of the Leinster senior rugby team?
Leo Cullen.
That's the one.
Well done.
That's the one. I think I should give him one more because of the weird confusion. Because I held back and not him. What do you reckon? I'll give you one more. White Hart Lane was the name of the home stadium for what football team?
White Hart Lane. Tottenham.
It well is done. Tottenham. Good on you. Fair play. You're right. We can put that into the pot.
That's brilliant. Considering you've started answering as well as asking the questions.
How did I do that?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Did you say war?
I think he did, though. I think he did. Did he? Oh, look, the lads, we'll have to listen
one,
back
two,
to it.
Three,
I'm pretty sure
four,
he said
five,
war.
5, 6, 7. 8 correct answers, anyway.
Oh, he said what? Is that what he said?
No, I said war.
Yeah. Of course you did, Jason. Anyway, listen.
This is hilarious.
If I
can't
was
wait
you,
to
Jason,
listen back to this.
I'd get out of here quick while you have 8 on the scoreboard. Well done, sir.
All right.
8 is the score to beat. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
Okay, all the best.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.